Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, give us one more weather update, please. Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate. Call 954-968-8155. What do you got for us, Leroy?
What do you mean?
On the weather, dude.
Oh, my God.
My Mr. Wine.
Deli manager.
Oh, my God. And you want to be a Publix deli manager?
It's mostly sunny, light breeze, 5, maybe gusting 7-8 miles an hour. And it's hot. It is 90 degrees. I can't tell which way the wind's blowing because there's no clouds.
Very good. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Key in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whatever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Key. All right, we got a news update here on an NBA story. We've kind of been waiting for a resolution to. This is a report from Baxter Holmes. Not making many Baxters anymore.
Baxter, I like him. Holmes. He's really good.
Don Vanata Jr. and Ramona Shelburne.
Mm.
It says from ESPN, the NBA has found no evidence showing LA Clippers owner Steve Ballmer funneled money through team sponsors to pay Kawhi Leonard in order to circumvent the salary cap, according to three people with knowledge of the discussion between the two sides in recent days. So no evidence that he was funneling money. Instead, the NBA is focused on whether the team's introduction of Leonard to team sponsors constitutes a violation of the league rules prohibiting salary cap circumvention. Two sources said the league is examining whether the Clippers are guilty of, quote, failure to supervise employees, though it's unclear what specific rule the team would have violated or what penalties those would be. Two sources said. Go ahead, Blood.
So they didn't find Steve Ballmer wrong for anything so far.
So far, it appears like Steve Ballmer has his hands clean in something.
But the explanation says that he could still be responsible for introducing the two of them. But I would say, what NBA player is going to say no? If any owner introduce a player to another one of his rich friends and say, hey, he want to do some business with you. Right. What does one have to do with the other?
They write, the league presented its initial findings of the investigation to the Clippers in late July, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. In recent days, both sides have begun negotiating a resolution to the investigation.
Negotiating? That means you did something. If you did that wrong, there's no negotiating.
Right. It appears that they see that something was amiss here. It's just a matter of, you know, will Steve Ballmer get banned or anything like that?
Does Kawhi have to give the money back? He don't care.
I don't know.
Please. The question is,
and what does that have to do with the trade to Toronto?
That's the number one thing.
That's the number one thing.
Because if they said he did no wrongdoing, then that means the trade can go through.
Right.
And he was hanging out in Canada. I mean, Kawhi, I think, wants to go through because it seems like Toronto wants to extend him. Wow. They just don't want to. They don't want to deal with if Kawhi gets suspended, because we know this Adam Silver, he loves other teams holding the bag.
Say, this is like asking your wife to investigate herself on having an extramarital affair and she and think she's going to be truthful.
We have no evidence of it, but can we say that somebody didn't introduce her to somebody? Hard to say.
All I know is this. Something better come out of this, because if Pablo did all this work and nothing happens, that's a Pulitzer for nothing.
I think that's a question of two, like with the Pablo Torre thing is like, yes, something stinks, but does everybody have something that stinks so the rest of the owners don't want punishment for said stinkage?
Because then you got to point it out for everybody doing it.
Right.
Correct.
Right. That's the big question here.
It's just like, what about everybody that played for Charlotte that had Jordan deals?
Mm. Oh, good point.
What do you do about that?
Good point.
Did Charlotte have anybody?
Yeah, Steven Jackson. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right. Leroy's
so,
right.
So, and that's his own company.
Right.
So say, hey, I'll pay you $6 million, but I give you a 4-year, $45 million shoe deal.
But here's the thing this is the problem with it. And I think this is why it sparked. This is what what sparked such a thing. People could have sponsorships. The thing that was crazy about this is, like, I'd imagine if Steven Jackson did have a Jordan sponsorship, this might be crazy, Leroy. I would imagine he would be wearing Jordan shoes on the court.
He would
be wearing Jordan apparel.
Yeah.
This guy took money from a company and didn't do anything for them.
That's their fault.
Well,
we don't know
if he didn't do anything. We don't know if he didn't do anything.
Well, the company doesn't exist, and there's no evidence that he did anything for them.
I mean, dude, they're giving graduate degrees online to people to claim that they're doctors. It's, you know.
Where do they give those out here? At the strip mall?
No, Dr. Cheyenne Brown.
No, remember the whole scandal with the actors in California?
Which one?
With their kid? No, remember the kids getting into college?
Oh,
or
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
The Full House lady, right?
Lori Loughlin, right?
Is her name Lori?
Yeah, Lori Loughlin. Rebecca. Becky. Becca. Whatever.
Yeah.
That was a character.
Well, like, I think, but that's that. So this really comes down is like when people have apparel sponsorships, usually they wear the apparel. You know, right. And that technically is part of your sponsorship, you know?
Yeah, but if the owner of the team owned the apparel company, he's giving apparel to bolster your income.
No, he is, but at least you're doing something to earn the income. The thing with Kawhi is he was given, allegedly, this introduction to this tree credit company. He didn't even post about it on Instagram. He didn't post anything. Like, so I'm sure there's, and that's probably why the owners don't want like a lot of deals out there. Cause yes, I'm sure there's circumvention, but the thing that alerted this, why it was such a red flag is he had the biggest chunk of sponsorship money, more than Brad Pitt, more than other celebrities. And he didn't do anything for the money. So
that's on the company.
Is it on the company or is it because is it a shell game? It's like it's to make it look for the company.
But so, again, if you say, so here's what I'm saying, Tobin. Imagine you have an Adidas contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan convinces you to go to play for Charlotte, and then you switch to Nike and get another $7-8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Even though you're wearing the shoes,
but I'm wearing
he
the
is
shoes.
Using a company to jack up your income.
It is. I understand what you're saying, but at least in that case, at least I have the sponsorship. I'm doing something for the sponsorship. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if somebody came to the Miami Heat, like, let's say the Heat wanted to pay Steph Curry to do Carnival commercials. They wanted to have him replace Shaq as the chief fun officer. I'd imagine Steph Curry would at least do a Carnival commercial.
Correct.
You know? And I think that's what it is with the Kawhi Leonard thing is like the idea that he didn't do anything was a miss. Now, they probably thought, who the hell's going to look into this? They're probably right. Who would have looked into, I didn't even know what this company was, Aspiration. Seems stupid.
To spy.
Plant trees for people. I'll plant a tree if I want to. I don't want somebody else planting a tree.
How's that making millions of dollars, too?
I don't know. I have mango trees that just pop up. Like another mango tree? I'm trying to get rid of these mango trees. I'm allergic.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it, though.
I had to cut another one yesterday. It was growing out of a bush. More mangoes? You should have me run Aspiration. I could do it for celebrities. You want a mango tree? Come to Tobin's. More mango trees than I know what to do with.
Can somebody sponsor? Let's get Leroy's Tickle Stick.
That's the name of the hour, by the way, on the pod.
Great.
Let's get Leroy's Tickle Stick. We get the big ones.
Now, if Steph Curry did want to do a Carnival commercial.
Wink. Wink.
Oh, you're going to get Mrs. Curry on there? Aisha on there, too?
Oh,
what if,
of course.
What if the Curry family did a Carnival commercial, and he comes for the minimum, but he's making $20 million?
Amazing. But he did a commercial? Sounds like he did his job. But I think that's probably why teams don't want it. Because I'm sure, dude, I'm sure this is happening all over the place, which is why I don't think anything's going to happen to Steve Ballmer. You know? I'm sure there are plenty of, like, wink, wink deals. It's just, I think
we
all look at this.
We know that, Tobin. But if nothing happens to him, then what was the point of this whole year then?
I don't know.
Because people would like for this to happen, people would like for Ballmer to get in trouble, and then now that can open the gates for other teams to be looked upon. Obviously, everybody.
But the owners don't want that, and right. The commissioner works for the owners.
Because I feel like they want, if this happens, like say Kawhi and Ballmer and the Clippers get caught, then they can go into the Knicks and try to figure out, well, why did Jalen Brunson go to the Knicks and give up 113
million?
And
nobody wants that.
And nobody would want that, but everybody you would open up to a lot of teams. Like every team would be now capable. You know, how did the Heat really get the big three? You know, that can happen. You don't want that to happen. Like nobody.
No, definitely. The rich don't want their stuff out there.
No,
like that's and the other thing is, if they did, this guy's so rich that like if he wanted to, he'd probably take the legalities of this to the highest order because of how rich he is. Because that guy loves owning a basketball team. You're not taking that guy's basketball team away. That guy's a kook. You ever see him on the sidelines?
Of course.
You're not taking his basketball team away.
Listen, Steve Ballmer is a great owner. And he shows a lot of love to everybody that's involved. He's appreciative of anybody that goes and watches his Clippers team play. And he's a fan. Like, he's really a fan. I don't really think he did anything wrong. Or I don't think he was doing anything to get an advantage over the competition. So it'll be nice for this story to end very soon.
He tried to get the advantage. He unfortunately traded away SGA in the midst.
Listen, nobody can tell you that, these years are going to go by really quickly and it's going to let you realize you made a big mistake. At the time when they were going for an NBA championship and trying to compete with the Lakers, getting Paul George and Kawhi was the move. Who knew?
Crazy, man.
Sam Presti
they would never be healthy together?
Sam Presti knew. No, yeah. Who knew they weren't going to be healthy together? Who knew that, you know, Lou Will would rather go get some lemon pepper wings at the, you know, at the strip club instead of the bubble?
Well, they were the team that was like, we hate the bubble. They hated the bubble more than anybody, the Clippers.
Right.
Don't really know why. Well, Lemon Pepper Lou, we know why.
Got to get those lemon peppers, man.
It's a Monday Football Rewind brought to you by the invitation to the Lexus Summer Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through August 31st. We'll get back into some footy football. The Miami Dolphins had a big piece of news today regarding wide receiver Chris Bell. He's active. That's Goosey's galore. And that opening drive. Oof. I'll tell you one thing, though. Leroy Horde basically started the show to say Caleb Douglas was Randy Moss. I don't know what else needs to be said for today. So excited.
You said he'd be signed.
So excited. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Just to follow up on what we were just talking about, the Clippers story. Here's a statement that has just been put out by NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass. He says, quote, ESPN's article regarding the LA Clippers investigation, for which the NBA has declined to cooperate, contains numerous and significant inaccuracies. The results in this matter will be clear once the investigation is concluded. So that's interesting. The league is basically trying to throw cold water on the idea that the Clippers are in the clear here, it would appear. So that's what we wait. We continue to wait. You know, listen, Adam Silver.
They also said that Terry Rozier was clear. So yeah, let's bump our brakes.
Adam Silver is always, he's on the case, guys. Don't worry. You know him. You know old Commissioner Cover-Up isn't there covering things up. Wink. You could trust him. Don't worry about it.
You know what?
Nothing to see here.
I don't like Adam Silver. It's been a week since I've been on with you guys. I don't like the fact that my champions, my team, has to play at noon on Christmas Day.
I thought that was tradition.
F that. You're the champ. You don't play, when you play prime time, especially against the next guy that you're trying to promote to be the biggest star. That game shouldn't be noon. Minnesota, Oklahoma City's a noon game. The Knicks in San Antonio should be prime time.
I think, Vlad, I thought that that was like a Detroit Lions thing. I thought that was like a Knicks wanted to be at noon because that's their thing. I thought that was a Knicks
that's decision, their thing.
Because obviously they would put them at prime time.
That's their thing when you're not the champ. That's the thing when you're playing them against somebody else. When you got, that's, listen, that's a heated rivalry. The Knicks and the Spurs. You had them play each other in the NBA Cup and you had them play each other in the NBA Finals. And you already had them play each other on Christmas before at noon. This game should be at nighttime.
Wish De'Aaron Fox knew it was a heated rivalry because every time he seems to see this game, he seems to wet the bed. He needs a little bit more heat on that rivalry.
No, he should come bearing gifts, more gifts for us.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I thought the same thing, but I figured that that was just a tradition. That's why you guys were playing at that time.
No, I get it's a noon tradition, but no, you could. It's nighttime, Madison Square Garden, the Knicks are the champs. You want all eyes to be on something at primetime when the NFL is giving you Seahawks versus Rams? Yeah, I think you would probably put the Knicks versus the Spurs. Nobody's watching OKC versus Minnesota. Sorry, Steven Strom. He's a Minnesota fan.
He's a Minnesota guy. Yeah, yeah. I know. I got it. Listen, he knows it. He's probably going to be already thinking about what's coming up in spring training the next year anyway. Well, maybe not. Stupid baseball is going to get in its way.
You know the Marlins are going to make the wild card, right? You know that, right?
They got to win the series.
They're going to sneak into the playoffs, and nobody's going to even realize it.
Man, if they did get to the playoffs and they have Max Meyer, Sandy, and Ayuri, man, that's a tough three. And they stink on the road. I mean, that's going to be a tough one because they're probably going to be in the last wild card spot. But either way, it'd be cool if they could get their. I mean, if they win that and they could get to their first playoff game in Lone Depot Park history.
When was the last time they played? That was 2003, right?
What, the last time they played a home playoff game?
A home playoff game?
2003.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy. They had
the bubble year, and then they had the wild card year. And you have to go on the road for the wild card.
I don't know how I feel about baseball always being decided by series, and then you have this one-game playoff.
Well, they don't do that anymore. They do the three games.
They do three games?
Yeah, they added it. So you have to – so
you got to win two out of three.
You got to win two out of three.
Because that seems god-awful to, like, to have
– I mean, they were pretty fun. Those games – those one-offs are fun, but I get you.
Baseball is built on series.
I understand. No, I understand what you're saying. It didn't make it not fun, though. It's not the best way to determine things, but, man – yeet! Squeaky cheeks.
Hey, coach. Hey, how many times a pitcher throw one bad pitch?
Mm-mm.
Nope. I didn't like velocity's just not there.
Not him. Not here today.
Yeah.
He doesn't got it today, boys. So we'll
I bounce one ball.
Nope. You don't got it today. Sorry. Your spin rate is off. Get him out of here. Take a break. I heard one thing, though, by the way. I was listening to the broadcast yesterday, and they were like, yeah, his spin rate is at 93 miles an hour is that of a 97. I'm like, you know what, dude? Too much. We have too much information that a 93 mile an hour fastball with spin rate is better than a 97. I don't need that much information, guys. Just tell me what it is. 97 on the black, 93. We're good. It's just I don't need to know what the spin rate is.
We've gotten so analytical that these numbers have more value than watching somebody play. Like a pitcher, are you getting them out? Oh, his spin rate is great when he throws that slide. Like, look, are they missing it?
Are you hanging a meatball or are you painting the black? That's all I need to know. Right. I don't need spin rate. Not needed. It's not necessary.
What about exit velo? If I hear that one more time.
Yeah. Anyway, take a break. Play a little All Right. No, no. to close things out. All right, everybody, let's get to our favorite Monday game. A little all right. Oh, no. I got two all rights. My first one is going to go to Caleb Douglas, who Leroy Horton said is the new Randy Moss.
Cut it out.
What? Why? Usually usually people say you're not as excited and you bring in stuff like that. That gets me excited. I love stuff like that. That was a great catch, though. You'd have to admit.
Yeah. No,
great
was.
Catch.
It was.
Dude. And now Chris.
I think the most important part of that was just like seeing football players make plays in stressful conditions.
Yeah, dude.
And you know what I mean? So now, guess what? Now Malik Willis knows, hey, if I need a play, I can throw it up to him.
Yep. Exciting. My other all right, I love this guy. You know, I really just enjoy watching him play baseball. And that's Javier Sanoja. I love watching Javi play baseball. He's got a joy about the way he plays the game. This was his homer yesterday. Here's the call on WQAM.
Javier punches a ball out to left and deep. At his back, and it's gone. Javier Sanoja with a 3-run home run, and the Fish have blown this open. It's 7-1 in the top of the ninth.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Fish tonight back at it. My oh no goes to Brad Marchand's stupid hip / hernia. Come on, man. I want to see him play hockey.
Can't play if he ain't healthy.
Hope he has a quick return. I like watching Marshy do his thing. Well, take your time, dude. We got reinforcements. The old need time. He doesn't need to beat science.
Pick a side, Tobin.
No, it's case by case. It's case by case. I try and tell you that, Jennifer.
Pick a side.
Oh, now it's case by case?
It's case by case. You can't have a 38-year-old rush back from hernia surgery. You guys are monsters.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
You have no idea what they had to do.
Stick your time.
That'll determine when he comes back.
100 years
like
old.
we just say, oh, so and so had X amount of surgery, and then they put a time frame on it without knowing the severity of the injury.
You guys are so lucky that the Panthers were out of it barely last year because Barkey was beating science.
Okay.
What do you got?
You sound like a clown. So, my all right. I was glad to see, you know, the Dolphins play with physicality. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be about it. I saw Savai and I pushing fools, right? I saw Proctor pushing fools. So, like, those combinations where they go left or right, if you can move some people like that, they're going to be able to run the ball. And it was good to see the fact that Devon Achane was running in between the tackles, right? Tired of seeing the stupid sweep. You know what I hate more than anything? 2nd and 12.
Yep.
Right? So I'm glad they set the tone forward and going ahead. Now, I was going to use a different oh no, but I'm going to save it for J Fig because she better go here. So I'm going to let
you know
it go.
I am.
I'm going to let it go, right?
All right.
But my oh no is going to go to the Giants. Like,
oh,
yo,
no.
Your crash brothers, take it easy, dude. It's preseason, right? It's crazy. Preseason. Let's go.
Understand.
You got a long football, 6-7 months. Stop. You complain about getting hosed in a preseason game. Like, relax, dude. When your bash brother gets in there, tell him to calm down, too.
I'm puzzled at the circumstances.
No, you are.
Same behavior.
I think those two should be playing for the Buffalo Bills. Right. Jumping on the tables, right? They would fit right in.
Yeah, the Dudley boys. That's what they are. They're just throwing each other off of the top rope.
So I'm just saying, if you didn't get concussed so much, you wouldn't be on the concussion watch list.
I guess they couldn't be the Dudley boys because they're both intangible. So they need to.
No, it could be Spike and Bubba. Or you could be Big Richard Dudley. I'm not going to say his nickname.
Jennifer, what's your all right? No.
Well, my all right goes to, well, I have two of them. So I'm going to go ahead and first start off with Malik Willis for not pulling a Tua this week and upsetting absolutely every fan out there.
Man.
But also to Simone Fontecchio, for opening a court in honor of his grandfather in Italy.
All right.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful. And obviously my Ono goes to Hayden Panettiere, passing away at the age of 36.
They said they think it was an overdose.
Possibly, yes. They got a phone call saying she got into cardiac arrest or something like that. But the investigation is still ongoing. But it is, like, it hit me pretty hard last night when I found out, because I grew up watching her and I loved everything she did. And also I related to her a lot in the sense that she also had lost her brother a couple years ago. And she had this interview where she was talking about that, the grief that came with it. And I resonated so much with it. So just hearing this really, like, hit home for me.
She was also a Tic Tac. She was very small.
She was a very small woman, yes.
Small woman.
I remember thinking how, like, yeah.
Very small. You didn't know she was watching her on Nashville.
She has a kid with Vladimir Klitschko.
I do know. They used to die in Miami before. But that was a big part of the thing. She's struggled really badly with postpartum, and she ended up giving up custody to him, and she lives in Ukraine. So it was another thing. She had a lot of personal stuff that she was going through.
Yeah.
So very, very tragic.
She spoke about it all in a book that she wrote and released a couple months ago, back in May, I believe it was.
Yep. Crazy story. Crazy story. Vlad, what's your all right? No, no.
Many all rights and many unknowns. All right. It was good to watch football. I was actually excited to watch week one of preseason football.
Yep.
It was actually some good action.
We all love it.
So that was good. Good UFC fight this weekend. I liked the UFC card this weekend. UFC, what was it, 330? It was pretty good. Pretty good.
The co-main event kind of stunk. Mackenzie Dern versus Jillian Robinson was not a good
fight. It wasn't that good. But overall, the fights were good. Good WNBA action. So my all right was just for the whole sports weekend. And all right. To Kat. Karl Anthony Towns got married this weekend to Jordan Woods. So he's got two rings. A wedding ring and an NBA ring.
It was busy NBA wedding season.
I'm saying everybody's tying the knot this summer.
Yep.
So, you know, congratulations to them.
A lot of pressure on 13 to get this thing underway, huh?
My own no.
Oh, no.
Four.
Yeah, okay. All right. That'll be a minus one for me. My own no. Dolphins second unit, man.
Oof. Or third. Or.
Listen, man. Oof.
Once you get to 22.
Leroy, I started looking. I was like, you know what? If this team stays healthy all year, they can win maybe 6 to 9 games. Like, I'm not lying. You can see something. But God forbid there's any injuries. Holy crap. That second and third unit, I know it's $140 million in money to other people, dead money. I get that. But, man, dude. I haven't seen holes that wide in a long time. I haven't seen that since freeways. That's how easy people were going through.
Depth on this team is a puddle, not a pool, dude. It is not. It is not deep at all.
Oh my God! So yeah. Hopefully these guys develop.
Oh no!
And they get better, but I don't want to see them early on in the season. I'll tell you that right now.
Well. Hopefully they can keep it rolling and we can see everything this weekend. We got a joint practice coming up this week. Canes are getting closer. They scrimmage this weekend. The Marlins, a huge series tonight.
Are they joint practicing with the Giants Phillies down here?
Yes. Yes, okay. They are. I think Thursday.
All right.
No joint practice with the Falcons next week. But
does Tua play next week?
The way he played this week, hell yeah.
I don't know. That was
– Listen, I had a coach tell me the only guys who look like they are ready for the regular season sit. If you don't look like you're ready for the regular season and need more work, you're not sitting.
Yep.
Now, I ask you, did Tua look like he was ready for the regular season?
No.
Okay.
No. But – I don't know. I don't know how many preseason games are going to help him. He may be cooked.
Like it looked like he picked up right where he left off, didn't it?
It did. It did. Crazy, man. All right. That's our show, everybody. Enjoy a little Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, and we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.